Well, it was the coronation in 1953. My parents bought a television, and I remember it in the room. It was a box-type television, freestanding. I think the screen must have been 16-inch, but it was fairly small by today's standards. And being in there, closing the curtains to watch the television and to watch the coronation, and a lot of neighbours came in because very few televisions were around then. And I remember quite a lot of people coming in, all in our room, and watching the coronation, which was quite a new thing and very dramatic, really, in a way, because television was new to everybody. So that's my memory of it. I was a little boy of about 8 and a half.
What do you remember of the atmosphere in your... Was it your front room, presumably?
Well, we had two rooms in the house. It wasn't the front room, but it was... It would have been called the dining room, but it was a sitting room. It was an extra sitting room. And we were all in there. I remember it being dark, because you had to have it dark for the picture to... come up, because it's black and white, of course, not as clear, nowhere near as clear as it is today. And I remember sitting on the floor and everybody watching it, and it's quiet because we want to hear everything. And that's my memory of it. Then there was a party outside, of course. There always was at that stage any excuse for a street party, and there was one. But watching it on television, I don't remember the time of the day when it was. I think it was possibly late morning or something like that. And we watched it.
And what are the images you remember?
Well, of course, I've been coloured by what I've seen since. And that's the problem. I remember seeing many times since the coronation being shown again on television, and the music, of course. But I think that's probably subsequent memory. What really strikes me is being with a pile of people in the house watching this television and seeing this historical event taking place. And it was all quiet, dark. And we watched it in awe, really, I suppose. And that's the sort of feeling I have of watching it on television then. Going back a long time, but that's my feeling of it then.
As you say, it's going back a long time. Do you remember anything about feelings of being Welsh, being British, being a royalist?
Oh yes, I remember that at the time they were selling coaches, gold-coloured coaches with horses, the gold carriage. You could buy them. As a child, and I had one, very small one, for a few pence, and then we bought a bigger one, a gold carriage. I remember buying those because you bought those things, and there was a thing you could buy. It was a horse with the Queen on top, dressed as she does at the Trooping of the Colour. And so you could buy these things, and a lot of things you could buy, but those were things I remember that I bought, or that were bought, and that we had at home, which was quite significant. Being a little boy, those things would have been things that you would remember, that you liked having there and you liked playing with. One was very small and was one to play with. The other one wasn't, and it was more of a piece. It's gone now, a long time ago, but I remember we had those things. And I do remember that. The street party, I remember, the excitement up to it, the day off, because I was in school, and that's about it, really, of that particular time. Being British, yes, I wasn't terribly, except for rugby, because my family were mad on rugby, and my mother was mad on cricket. But rugby in particular, you'd think you're Welsh then, because you did. But as far as something like that, you didn't think of Welshness, you thought of British, or that was the nation. So you didn't differentiate then, except at a rugby match. And then you would. And I remember watching many rugby matches in black and white afterwards on television, and seeing the games and being obviously wanting Wales to win. Mm.